With Hashem's loving grace, today's podcast is entitled 60 Seconds to Success. Here is an amazingly simple spiritual ploy to help you succeed in whatever you do. No matter what we do in life, our ultimate goal is to refine our character. The epitome of good character is humility. On the other hand, the barometer of bad character is arrogance. The humble person benefits a special proximity to the Creator. The closer one is to the Creator, the more that person enjoys an abundance of divine blessings. Unfortunately, the opposite also holds true. An arrogant person distances himself from the Creator and forfeits divine blessings. Or maybe you think that you know so many, quote, successful, unquote, people who exhibit terrible character traits and are arrogant. Well, King Solomon talks about people like that when he says in Proverbs 27, verse 24, that a person is not immune forever. What he means is that person might be eating in a fancy restaurant now, but in the end, the bill comes. Ultimately, a person has to give an accounting and will have to pay the price for his arrogance. So here are two important spiritual principles that I want you to remember for the rest of your life. Number one, anything a person receives or accomplishes in life, as a result of prayer, it's going to be a blessing. Second, anything a person receives or accomplishes in life without prayer is going to be a curse and ultimately detrimental. And here's why. A person who acquires something or succeeds without praying for it is prone to become arrogant. They think that they earned what they did with their talents and their own prowess. In that case, they drift further away from the Creator, because anything that distances from the Creator is inherently detrimental because it robs us of divine abundance. On the other hand, an acquisition or success that comes to a person as a result of prayer is inherently good, for that person attributes his success to the Almighty who answered the prayers. This enhances humility and brings a person even closer to the Creator, where they get all the more divine abundance. It's like an upward spiritual spiral. The more the prayer, the more the divine abundance, the more the divine abundance, the more success. As such, anything accomplished by way of prayer is a major blessing, and that's ultimate good. Well, here's the 60-second success ploy. No matter what you do in life, before you embark on your task, take a mere 60 seconds and ask the Almighty to help you succeed. This could be before a big game, before a big business deal, before a final exam, or before even baking a cake. No task is too big or too small to elicit the Almighty's help. We even need His help when crossing the street. Your 60 seconds of private personal prayer in your own words shows the Almighty that you seek His help. He's a loving Father in heaven who will be more than happy to oblige you. Now you can merit success because it won't damage you. This explains why a loving Father in heaven would deny one of His children's success. Like every loving father, the Almighty wants us close to Him. He won't grant a person success if that person drifts further away from Him. So here's what we learn. 60 seconds is a tiny investment that repays huge dividends. Try it and see how you become more successful in everything you do. And when we tangibly see that our prayers are answered, we get a major boost of emunah. Well, you too, cherished brothers and sisters, are only 60 seconds away from success. God bless.